Geronimo.
Oh no!
HTK.
Not a moment too soon either, babies. That was Queen with their big hit, one that I never particularly cared for, but I'm nevertheless forced to play here on WKRP. This is Dr. Johnny Fever just doing my job following the orders of Venus Flytrap. He's just doing Andy Travis' job while Andy fills in for our sales manager, Herb Tarlick, who's not doing his job.
Don, Don, Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
Don,
hey,
Don, Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
Don,
hey,
Don,
hey,
Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
Don,
hey,
Don,
hey,
Don Geronimo.
Don,
Don,
hey,
Don Geronimo.
Don,
Don,
Don
Geronimo.
Don,
Don,
Don Geronimo.
Don,
hey,
Don.
A real man.
The Don Geronimo Show anytime. 1-800-920-1140. 339-1140. He's ready to believe you.
Yeah, whatever.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
You lying.
Y'all just sitting up there collecting a check.
Don't make no sense. What's at McDonald's? Yeah. Nothing exciting about him. Me at McDonald's.
I don't know nothing about it. Kiss my black.
お前のことを愛し続けるぞ。僕にとって君の代わりというのはどこにもいません。リエコ愛してるよ。
愛してるよ。
I don't want people to go around calling me a penis.
Lord! Hey, that's what we're talking about.
This has a show gone crazy.
Wait, I'm looking right now.
I shot myself in the head.
Okay.
That was my bad, Brown Bear.
No.
My dad just killed my mom.
Wonderful.
Yes, I got a dead body over here in front of my house.
That's what makes it good.
My family shopping.
Hey, that's what we're talking about.
I'm driving down Grandy Street right before the zoo, and there was a lion that ran across the street, a baby lion, about the size of a Labrador Retriever.
Lord!
My son is assaulting me.
He made a mistake.
Lay down there. The ambulance on its way, buddy. Be still.
Hey, that's what we're talking about.
I need more Bill Cosby, 911 operator.
That's what makes it good.
Right. Hi, Bill. Hi, everybody. How are you doing anyway?
What do you think of the name Don Geronimo?
I got to hurry. We've only got 9 minutes left in the show.
You Don Geronimo.
Yes, ma'am.
You Don Geronimo. Sounds good.
Right. Do I even have time to crack open my 7-Up?
No, dude.
My diet 7-Up? Too late! It's cracked! Oh, that's good. That's crack in a can. Right there. Hello, Drew.
Hi, Don. Good afternoon.
Hi, buddy. I don't have time for all the usual stuff to tell you, Don. Geronimo Show, radio station call sign. KHTK, Sacramento, California. New episode for you on this Wednesday, August 21st. There he is, Little Joe Pittman, our board operator, our producer. Yes, hi, Joe. Phone number 339-1140, 800-920-1140, 44-1140. That's how you can text us. That's how you can call us. But you better make it fast, because it's... That's not even a 15-minute show now.
Nope.
Now we're down to... Give me the count, though. We got, what, 8 minutes left?
8 minutes.
Actually, a little less because the billboard
seven
has to
minutes.
Play.
Oh, all right. 7 minutes.
Yeah, not that we're counting. Here we go. Let's take some phone calls. Let's start the show. I'll tell you what I have on the agenda for this very, very, very short show today as we get ready for more fabulous day baseball. I am officially now enrolled in the Comedy Traffic School.
Good for you, Don.
Yes, 2 weeks.
I'm very proud of you for that.
2 weeks from Saturday, from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. in beautiful Roseville, California. I will be going, and I can't do it online. You have to go in person.
Well, you do realize when you go, you get 4 free tickets to a show.
Shut up. It's a guy, I understand, it's a guy that wears the red clown nose. It's a guy that's like a wannabe prop comedian. A guy that aspires... to be Carrot Top.
That's it.
He's the guy that's going to be giving my traffic course.
That's it, dude.
So I'm signed up for that. Hooray, hooray. Yesterday I was watching something on TV, and an ad came up on DirecTV for the Al Jazeera network.
I saw that.
All right? Maybe you've seen the ad as well. I turned it on for half a second on Channel 358 on DirecTV, and I thought, why is it that I'm even hesitant to turn on Al Jazeera TV? And I know when they finally had an ad that wasn't a public service announcement, for a brief moment it went through my head like to call whatever the company was to say, you're supporting terrorists. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm not educated enough, and certainly I don't have time in 7 minutes of radio to be educated. Al Jazeera is not got anything to do with the terrorists, right? It's a separate news entity? Is that it?
Yeah.
Because it's Al Jazeera America is what they're calling the stupid network.
Yeah, they're saying, well, if you watch that little teaser that they had yesterday on DirecTV, they're saying that they're more hard-hitting. They'll give you actual facts in the news.
I felt un-American. I felt like the movie Red Dawn, because I'm watching it, and they've got the crawl on the bottom of the screen, and it's like all the things that are going wrong in America. And not from a standpoint like of government holding down citizens having their rights taken away. It's all like the prices of oranges are going up 100%. There are bed bugs that are all over Omaha, Nebraska. These were the things that they were running on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
And P.S., it's right next to Fox News Channel. Mm-hmm. And Fox News has got to be calling their realtor going, look what happened to housing prices in our neighborhood since you let Al Jazeera move in.
Yeah, but do you also find yourself doing the same thing with Current TV? Like, you ever flip on Current TV and just sit there watching it?
No, you know, and I used to turn it on every once in a while, but since I found out that they were owned by, they're owned by Al Jazeera, right?
Yeah.
Did they buy it?
Yeah, they are.
I don't turn it on, but I turned on that stupid channel yesterday, and I saw, and I guess this is my question that I had, if we had like a real show, like maybe a 40-minute show today.
Yeah.
We could get into this. Could you imagine being so down on your luck, being a broadcaster, if the only place you could get a job which was Al Jazeera Radio, would you go? And my answer is probably yes.
Yes, I would go.
Because I'm watching the journalists. Now there were journalists on this TV, on this news channel, this Al Jazeera channel. There were journalists who were from the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Journalists who were from Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. But then every once in a while, you'd get Joe Sixpack, who was up there, Joe Apple Pie. And I'm watching, going, what happened in this guy's life? Is this guy like the gay effing ass guy? Is he like AJ Clemente? Is that the only type of gig that he can get, being on Al Jazeera?
He got kicked off any other major news network. Work, he has to get a job at Current or Al Jazeera.
So listen, if this was a regular show, I'd be telling you about me signing up for the traffic school with the clown and the comedy thing and Al Jazeera. And I would also at some point just say, so what happened yesterday when you got home? Did you have an interesting day when you got home?
Me?
You.
Hey.
Your girlfriend happened to listen to the show yesterday?
She listened. She listened.
Interesting.
We had a quiet conversation.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do tell. I wish we had more than 15 minutes where I could find out about it.
Oh, well, if it goes down the way that I think it
right. is. Right.
She's down for it.
She's down for it. So you're telling me it's going to happen?
There's a very good chance.
And she's okay with being married on the radio? She's okay with that?
Well, you know,
Drew.
We had a chat yesterday.
What if we get Al Jazeera to cover it? How would you feel? If Al Jazeera paid for your wedding, would you go for it?
Yes, I would. Absolutely. Of course.
Listen, dude, I felt weird watching it yesterday because for whatever reason in my stupid dog-like brain, yeah. I still think Al Jazeera terrorists.
Yeah.
Because that's what I remember hearing in my brain for
dude, I'm
years
with you.
The war.
That's why I brought up current TV. I get the same feeling.
But as I watched it, I thought it was, in some ways, a better presentation.
Very interesting.
A better presentation of news.
Very much.
But then I thought, are they giving me like the short stick here? You know what I mean? Am I by watching this, am I being brainwashed in some way for Allah?
Well, I mean, what else do you watch normally? You watch
Allah or Buddha or whatever your name is.
Allah.
What do I normally watch at that time? It was during Seinfeld. I turned off
TBS.
Seinfeld on TBS because it was one of those very early episodes before Kramer had fully evolved into being Kramer. I can't get into those episodes where he was just a weird looking guy.
Is this the heart attack episode you're talking about?
Yeah, the one from yesterday. Yeah, okay. That one. Hello, KHDK. Let's take a couple of phone calls. Hello.
Hey, my brother Juan's a homo.
Right.
I'm so glad we're getting that. That was the first call that we got on a 15 minute show.
Yeah.
Hello, KHDK. Hello.
4 minutes.
Less.
But who's counting?
Less.
Hello, yeah. KHDK.
A lot less.
How can that be?
Goldie, Goldie.
Yes. How about the Gibo?
Goldie, Goldie.
Mm-hmm. See, now I can see, when you only have 15 minutes of show, you realize that was 10 seconds right there.
Yes.
I just took out a big spot of time for Oldie Goldie.
But it was really good.
Yes, of course.
You think so, really?
It was Grease.
Hello, KHDK. Don Geronimo Show.
What'll do, Don Geronimo?
Hi there. Every day from 12 noon to 12:15. Hello.
Hello.
Can you imagine if this was really it? If it was a 15-minute show every day? I know I say that every time they do this to us. I can't imagine what it would be like to have a 15-minute workday.
But we're on Al Jazeera Radio with a 15-minute show.
Stand by for the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller. Coming next. He plays no requests. Send him in your finger. Send him in your virginal sister if you want your request played. All right, we're going to be giving away some sheep and some cattle now to caller number 47.
It's all Sam the Sham records.
I got 1,000 Vestal Virgins right now.
We're not like you.
For the 100th caller.
That's right.
Al Jazeera Radio. Al Jazeera, you're listening to Al Jazeera Sacramento. Hello, KHDK.
You wonder about the bridge?
Hello.
I hate the Open 8 for having a day game.
Oh, well, listen, don't hate the game. Hate the, I'm sorry, I always get it wrong.
Don't hate the game.
Don't hate the game. Hate the players. Are you not, hold on, I always get this one wrong.
You don't hate the player.
Don't hate the players. Hate the game.
You hate the game.
And is it players or play us?
It's player with an
and
A.
Is it P-L-A-Y-A-H?
Like we've discussed.
Or P-L-A-H-A-Z?
If you add an A onto a lot of words, it's not that bad.
Really, name one.
Player.
Name another.
I'll write it down.
No. Name another word that's better if you put an A on the end of it.
Sister.
Yeah. Brother.
Brotha. Okay. Let's keep it going.
Brother.
Let's
sister,
do this all the way through the. Let's do this all the way through the alphabet. A B. You know what? We're in such a rush. I'm going to have to shift right to the middle. How about the letter N?
Oh man.
I can't think of one there, Don.
Hello, KHDK. Hello.
Am I the 100th caller?
No. Oh, you think I'm giving away a prize on this 15-minute show? Get out of here. Hello, KHDK. They're already playing me out.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. Hi there. How are you?
Hey, I've got an idea. Drew's wedding sponsored by ScalpMed with a dress made of human hair.
Oh, listen, I want to thank all of my guests.
That's great.
I want to thank all of my guests for being on the show today. I can't tell you what an incredible amount of prep it takes to do a show like this. I want to thank the writers and the producers all on the line. And, of course, all of our great guests and callers today. What can I say? It's been a whirlwind explosion of excitement. And hopefully tomorrow we'll have 3 hours. But for now, stand by for a fabulous entertainment program, Day Baseball. Until next time, I am absolutely spent from this show. Please, where's my ambulance? Thank you, Drew Hoffer.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you, Little Joe.
You got it, buddy.
Give me a shovel. I want to dig a hole in the backyard. This is a time capsule show. Well, until tomorrow, God, I'm spent. We nailed it. That was a perfect 15-minute show.
Perfect.
Don Geronimo. Why did I come in? K-H-T-K.
Oh, boy, that'll be tough to top.
You want
to
cuddle? I got a little buzz.
You can take me to the mall. Buy me things. I'll take a large.
Did you hear that?
This is the Don Geronimo Show.
That's scumbarking rat ears. It's just taking his last stomp on my lawn.
Next.